We're holding Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom Gemara. For Yoikar Ritzufim. The Gemara is asking a question now that Abaye says that the Loch of Klayim, the Yama is Bas Shisha, six Tvachim, because that's the Chumra. For at the Gemara, there's a Loch that six Amos, six Tvachim in the Yama would be a Kula. For Yoikar Ritzufim, there's a Loch about how close the trees could be to make a Kerim. The Yarba Amos, the Lakula. That there's a loch of Arba Amis, that here to say you need six tvachim would be a kula. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Klayim, Kerem hanutuya apochos me Arba Amis. If you have a kerem, that's a bunch of grape trees. If they're grown, Reb Shimon Omer, einoi kerem. If they're grown, one tree is next to the next tree, and there is less than dalet amis in between, that's not called a kerem. And as far as, since the trees can't grow well this way, Yizich eventually going to have to uproot them. So that's not called a kerem, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Chomim Maimrim, kerem. The Chomim say, no, it still has a shame kerem. The Nafkamina is, if it's called a kerem, you're not allowed to plant Zeroyim there. So Bionissa, Klai has Royim. Zeroya Klai. To the Chom, though, Veroyim Eswem Soyim Kiluenim. The Chomim say, it's still called a kerem, even though the trees are grown very close together. Even though you'll have to uproot one of them, you'll uproot the middle one, and just look like the middle one is not there. But the other two trees are far away, are called the kerem, and therefore it's also to plant. Now, according to Reb Shimon, this is a bikula, that as long as the trees are not dal damas away, it's not called the kerem, and your line of plants roim there. So, Abaye says that by a kerem you go, the amma is six tvachim. And we're saying why? Because he goes the Chumrah. But here, to say it's six Tvachim away, will be a Kula. So one Teretz Gemara answers is Kirabonin. I'll tell you, Abaye, in the name of Rav Nachman, holds according to Rabonin. The Amri, heavy Kerem. They say no matter how close the trees are, it's called a Kerem. So we don't need the Halach of Amos negated to this Halacha. So all the Halachas of Amos by Kerem are only the Chumrah. Therefore we say you need six Tvachim. Hey, the bigger the shear, the more of a chumrah it is. For your boy Yisayim, another teretz is, L'yoylam Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you that Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Shimon. V'roiv amos koma. That Abaye said that the halachas of a kerem, the amma is six tvachim, and we're saying the svaruch because you go to chumrah. He doesn't mean all amos by a kerem. He just means rove of the amos by a kerem. The chumrah is to say a bigger shear. But here the halachah is, what makes up a kerem? If the space in between the trees is less than Dalat Tfachim, you go to Kula to say it's not called a Kerem, but once you have Dalat Amis, space in between it is called a Kerem, Avadi here, Rav Nachman is masking, you say the Shear of Hei Tfachim. Ah, he says, Six Tfachim, that's Roiv Amois Koma. The Rova Mishmei the Rav Nachman Oma, Rova, the name of Rav Nachman says, no. Kol Amois bi Amo Bas Shisha. All halachas of the Torah about an amma is always six tefachim, is bashisha. Ela, there is some chilik, halalu shoychakois. These are spread out amois, the halalu atzvois, and these are tight amois. As even though the yam is made up out of six tefachim, you can have tight ones, and you can have loose ones, like picture 18. Shoychakois means a little bit spread out more, and the atzvois means they're tight. You have your fist tight, that's a smaller tefach. But an amma is always made up from six tefachim. That's how Rava named Rav Nachman. So the Mara Meitzvah, I have a question now. The Dor Din, call Amos, Shomru Chachomim, all the Amos that the Chachomim say, Yishno is the amma bas shisha. It's always the amma is made up from six tefachim. Abu Bavad, Shiloh Yehei Mechubonis. But these six tefachim are not always the same size, not Mechubonis. So Drashi, Shiloh Yehei Mechubonis, Kemeforosh V'yozum. Shei amos klayim shoychakois. It's like a truth, there's a chilek. The amos negeyetuchas klayim have to be more spread out, the tefachim, the six tefachim. V'shel movi v'sukkah atzvois. But the tefach of a movi and sukkah, that six tefachim make up the amma, they're the closed tefachim. So the chur, this price, the chur is chloriah to rova, that all amos are made up from six tefachim. Nor the tefach, it depends. Certain times the tefach is spread out, your fingers are spread out, a little bit wider, and sometimes your fingers are close together, a little bit shorter. The Marbishleim of the Rav, according to Rav, it's very good. That it says that two different shurim means even though the Amma is 6 tvachim, but by Klayim it's spread out tvachim, and by Movi and by Sukkah it's closed tvachim. That's mamish the way Rava said it. So the Brais Tukhur is a riot to Rava. Elo la Abaye kasha. But according to the way Abaye learned before, this is a kasha on Abaye. Because Abaye learned before Klaw that by Movi and by Sukkah, how many tvachim is to the Amma? Only 5 tvachim. And here the Brais says Klaw everybody holds. And Amma is 6 tvachim. Amaloch Abaye, Zoktavaye, Pshat is like this. Amor, the Brisa means Amma is klayim the Amma vas shisha. I tell you, when the Brisa says that the Amma is always 6 tvachim, it only means nageya to klayim. And here, like we had before, the karachas or the klayim, that lechumri is how big it is. The bigger, the more chumri it is. Therefore, we say by klayim the Amma has to be 6 tvachim. Nami, the mavui and hilchasukah can only be 5 tvachim. For the Gemara, no, that's not good. For me, diktani sefer. Since the sefer, this Brisa says. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol amois shomru chachomim beklayim, all the amois that was said negeh tilchos klayim, you should know be amo bas shisha. It's talking about the amma has 6 tvachim to it. That's negeh tilchos klayim. Avol bovad shelo yehi mitzum tzomis. It's very good. Now by klayim we say legol chumrum that the 6 tvachim cannot be closed tight tvachim. They have to be a little bit spread out. They have to be shreichakos, a little bit spread out. So this is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's halacha. L'chura, since Reb Shimon ben Gamliel only says nageya to hilchos klayim, is l'chura mechlal from here at Saraya the Tanakama. What does the Tanakama mean when he said kol amos komer? Mashmi means every single amma, even the amma's nageya to mavui and the amma's nageya to sukkah. Still, the halacha is it's 6 tvachim. Since l'chura is a kasha on abaya, this would be a riot to Rava. So the Marnein omaloch abaya and for abaya. For love me, Iker Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the koi kavosi. Ain't a chenami. You're right. The stack of machlekes in the brayzum. But I'll call upon him. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel goes according to me. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says in the brayzum, "Klaw, which amos, which ones are 6 tvachim? Klayim. Mashma only negayet hilchas klayim is the amma made up of 6 tvachim. But ain't a chenami negayet hilchas mavui, negayet hilchas sukkum. The stack is made up from 5 tvachim, and that's what Abaye holds. So Abaye holds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel." Zokta, no, the Yamri from Shimon Gamliel, Enechnami, Abaye is going according to Shimon Gamliel. But Enechnami, the Tanakama, Luchura, Dingzach on Abaye. The Tanakama, Luchura, is a riot to Rava. The Tanakama says all Amis. They get to what halacha they are. Mavui, Sukkah, and Klayim, they're always made up from 6 Tvachim. Now, the Nafkamina is sometimes they're more spread out, and sometimes they're more closed, tied together. So the Gemara now, La Abaye, according to Abaye's Pshat that he learns, that Movui and Sukkah has 5 tvachim, vadei tanoihi. According to Abaye, Zichah have to learn some machlokes tanoim. That the Tanakama learns all amis are made up from 6 tvachim, and Reb Shimon Gamliel, he dings it and says no, only Klayim is made up the amma from 6 tvachim. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that's Abaye Shita, that Movui and Hilchos Sukkah are made up from 5 tvachim. So according to Abaye, the Zichah machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So Gemara, what about L'Rova? L'Rova, mi leima tanoihi, do we have to say there's the machlekes tanoim between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Or maybe no, maybe there's no machlekes. How's the pshat there's no machlekes? Omaloch Rova, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, ho'osa la'shminon. Really, there's no machlekes. Reb Shimon Gamliel is just coming to explain the Tanakama. The Tanakama says a loshin, that all amois are made up from 6 tvachim. That's the Tanakama. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says no, that the Amma by Hilchos Klayim is made up from 6 tvachim. So Malach Rava, Reb Shimon Gamliel ho'osa lashminun, that Amma is Klayim lo yitzamtzim. That's all he comes to tell you. That Avada, he's also asking all Ammas are only from 6 tvachim. Now what's the chilik by Klayim is 6 tvachim? That there is lo yitzamtzim. Don't make the tvachim too close together. Like that's called don't make them atzvois, but instead they're supposed to be seichakois. They're supposed to be the fingers a little bit spread apart, a little bit wider, the 6 tvachim. So kitzur, there's no machlokes. Reb Shimon Gamliel is just explaining the Tanakama. For the Gemara, b'zoi v'leima, let Reb Shimon Gamliel say, Amo is klayim lo yitzamsem. Let him just say that. Let him just say, you should know, negeit hilchos klayim, the Amo is like all over, it's 6 tvachim, but here it's lo yitzamsem. So he just should have said, Amo is klayim lo yitzamsem. Hey, the Amma bas shisha lemutemai. What does Reb Shimon Gamliel have to say that the Amma by Klayim is 6 tvachim? like cheated six tvachim. If you're telling me there's no machlokes, so Tanakama says all ames are six tvachim. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling you a chiddush that in Hilchos Klayim, how big is the yama? It's also six tvachim shittim, but as you hear the chiddush is, it's layit samsim. Don't make them tight together, the tefach, make them a little spread out. So we didn't have to mention the word six tvachim. Cheated six tvachim. Rav Shimon Gamliel just should have said that the amos, the klayim, layit samsim. Heis b'yama b'ashish l'mutei mai. Mashmah, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, davka here it's six tvachim. But mashmah, someplace else, it's not six tvachim. It's only five tvachim. So Chori, even according to Rava, we should have to say it's a machlokes tanoim. That Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that says, klayim has six tvachim. Mashmah, something else, poshidim means movi and sukkah, only has five tvachim. So it's a machlokes tanoim then. So the Gemara 9. Heis, mar my love, l'mutei amos sukkah, the Yamas Movi, that Rav Shimon Gamliel Taki is Mechulik on the Tanakama, and it's coming to tell us only Klayim has the Amma of six Tvachim. Mashenkin, the Amma by Sukkah and the Amma by Movi is Taki only five Tvachim, and then there'll be a Machlekes Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara Rav answered the name, Loi, no. I tell you that Tanakama holds all Ammas are made from six Tvachim. Hu Adin, Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds all Ammas are made from six Tvachim. Heis the Yama by Hilchos Klayim, the Yama by Hilchos Movi, and by Hilchos Sukkum are all made up from six Tvachim. Of Zoy, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel have to say that Amos Klayim is six Tvachim, like Pshita? Why does it come to Mamayit? So the Mara 9, Lamute Tzaka comes to Mamayit something else. Of Allah and the Gayat Hilchos Kochim, how they made the Oren, we'll see how they made the Kalim by the Beis Hamikdash. It's Lamute Amo Yisoid. Lamute the Amo by the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That was not made from six tvachim. That was made only from five tvachim. The yama of the yisoid. We'll soon see a picture on page number 4, picture 21. The top picture, picture 20, on page number 4. So what amos yisoid. The yama soifi. Who had in the yama about the yisoid? The bottom of the mizbeach. The bottom aleph. That's the yisoid. There was like a foundation that came up. And then it went indented, it came in an amma, that's the bottom you saw it, and then it came up again, and then it went in again for a soivei, where in the middle of the mizbech, the kohen used to walk around the mizbech, and then it went up. So the bottom indention of the yisoid, and the second indention of the soivei, those ammas taka were made from five tzvachim. That, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, coming to Mamayit. He's only the amma of klayim and sukkah and mavi are six tzvachim. But there are certain cases where the amma is made out of five tzvachim. Lamutei amas yisoid the amasoivid. Those two amas taka were made only from five tzvachim. But there's no machlokes Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. They're both moided that Megeitas, Hilchos, Movi, and Suk and Klayim, all of the amas are six tzvachim. Trashi, loy lamutei ama yisoid the amasoivid, the lav benois shishahin. These two are not, the amma is not made from six tzvachim, but they're only made from five tzvachim. What's the raya? There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "V'eila midas hamizbeach." This is the measurements of the mizbeach. The amois made out of amois. Now amo v'toifach. One amo is equal. In other words, if the amo is made out of six tvachim, it's equal to a smaller amo which is only made out of five tvachim. So then it's an amo v'tefach. Hey, six tvachim. If the bigger amo. So if you have a smaller amma, which is only five tzvachim, it comes out an amma v'toifach. So sometimes it's six tzvachim, and six sometimes it's only five tzvachim. Which one has five tzvachim only? The chek amma. We'll soon see the chek means the yisoid. The bottom part of the mizbeach, the bottom yisoid, the first indention, the mizbeach went up an amma, and then it went in an amma, and then the mizbeach started to come up again. So the first indention, that amma was only five tzvachim. The chek amma. The Amma Rochav. Now the next thing, Amma Rochav, that's the Amma of width. That means the Soivev. When the Mizbeach went up again, in the middle of the picture, you have an indention, that's the Soivev. That was also only from five Tvachim. Ugvula El Svosa. Who had in the Gvul around it? We'll soon see what that means. Soviv Zeres Ho'echod. The span of a Zeres means the span between your thumb and the first finger. That's called a Zeres, which is a half of an Amma. The Zeres Ho'echod. Yeah. V'zeh gav ha-mizbeach. This was the gav ha-mizbeach. Now the Gemara will explain what the pasuk means. Chei ko'ama, what does the first part of the pasuk say? The chei ko'ama was only five tefachim, zeh yisoid. That means the yisoid of the mizbeach when it went up at an Amma, it only went up 5 Tfachim. That was the Yama. The Yama Reichiv, what does the Pasuk mean? The Yama Reichiv was also 5 Tfachim. Zesoiviv. That's in the middle of the Mizbeach. There was also an indention of an Amma that the Kahanim used to walk around it. That was also, that Amma was only 5 Tfachim. Ugvule al Svasa Soviv means Elo HaKronis. That means the top of the Mizbeach had a keren, had a corner to it. That the corner was an Amma by an Amma. How big was that Amma? Only 5 Tfachim. Hey, the top keren on both sides was only an Amma by an Amma. V'zeh gav ha-mizbeach. What does the end of the Pasuk say? The gav ha-mizbeach also goes with 5 Tfachim. Zeh mizbeach ha-zov. That was the mizbeach that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As we're usually talking about the mizbeach outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where they brought robe with the kabonis. But there's also another mizbeach ha-pnim. That was the mizbeach ha-zov. That was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Those measurements were made out from 5 Tfachim. That's what the Pasuk in Yechezkel says. That only these few measurements of Amis were made from 5 Tfachim. But all other Amis are always made up from 6 Tfachim. So it's good according to Rava. That's Rava Shita. That's what we hold Lalocha like Rava. That all Amis are always made up from 6 Tfachim. So Drashi. The Amois Patofach. Trashi bi amois ketanois. You have a small amma bas chamisha. It's only 5 tefachim. Sheish bi amma bas vav beninis amma v'tefach mielu. If you have a bigger amma made from 6 tefachim, it has one amma plus another tefach. Cheiko amma. Trashi nimdoid bi amois ketanis. The yisoid went up with the measurement of an amma of 5 tefachim. V'chein amma roiche v'chein gvulei asfos ezer asechad v'zeh gav amas. V'zeh kulam bi amois ketanis halolum. All these measurements are made from 5 tefachim. Now, cheik ha'ama zeh yisoid. Trashi cheik al shem shu chikuya v'tikunoi shemizbeach v'lamata. That's like the yisoid, the foundation, the mizbeach. That's called the cheik. That means the bottom, the yisoid of the mizbeach. Elo akronis, where it says there, shehen amu al amu. That means the keren on top was an amu by an amu. V'hai d'chsev, ay, the posik says, zeres echod meyam tsoyis. It says a zeres. A zeres means the span between the thumb and the first finger. What does that have to do with an amma? Rachva shakarin moedid zeres shuchatzi yama l'cho ruach. The pshat is a zeres is a half of an amma. So a half of an amma went on all sides, like you put one finger in the middle of the keren and the thumb went to the other side, and then like this the thumb went to the other side. In other words, there are two zereses to the keren. Tevi amma al amma. The Bekitza, the Karen was an Amma by an Amma. How much was the Amma? 5 Tzvachim. V'zeh gav ha-mizbeach klaimah. V'yamo ketano zeh nimdu da'amo shal mizbeach hazov. The Yechsiv Be'er, the Pasuk says, Amma orkoi v'yamo rochpoi. It says that the mizbeach hazov, the mizbeach ha-pnim, was an Amma and an Amma. It means only 5 Tzvachim by 5 Tzvachim. The Rashi explains, over Masechta Melachos, Perek Shtei Lechem, Meforesh Lei, Laikro the Amma Yisoid. That we say the Yisoid was only 5 Tfachim to a Kamri Biktano, Loi Bereichiv Kenisas HaYisoid. Not the indention of the Yisoid itself only went in 5 Tfachim. No. There's two parts to the Yisoid. The Yisoid is like this. Ashtens, it comes up in Amma, and then it goes in Amma. So this bottom part here is called the Yisoid. So there are two parts to the Yisoid. There's the first Amma going up. So Rashi is explaining that's only 5 Tfachim. The Amma that it came up was only 5 Tfachim. But that's what it came in, it actually came in 6 Tfachim. Hey, the smallest shear was only the Goiva and not the Kenisa coming inside. That's what the Gemara Menachos says. The Yama Yisoid, the Kamri Biktana, La Bereichiv Kenisa Sa Yisoid, Ela Begoiva Ali Yosoid, the first Aliyah that it goes up in Amma. The Yama Mar, Ola Amma, the Yisoid used to first go up in Amma, the Konas Amma, then it went in Amma. The Zel Yisoid, Aba Reichiv Kenisa Sa Biyamas Bashisha, but how much did it go in? It went in 6 Tvachim. The Yama Soivev, now by the Soivev, that's the top part of the middle part of the Mizbeach, the next indention, that was just the opposite. The Yama Soiv of Chinese Sodilei, the Yama Ketana. How much was the indention of the Soiviv? How much did the Soiviv come in? It came in only 5 Tvachim. V'loi hei Yamas, shel Aliyah's Goiva, the Yama Ketana. That's Pshat now Gemara. So the kids were coming out like Ravam, that all halachas of Amma are always 6 Tvachim, and the only place you have Amma, so 5 Tvachim, is only this Pasuk in the Cheskel that talks about the measurements by the Mizbeach. Only these measurements were 5 Tvachim. But all over, an Amma is made up from 6 Tvachim. So, Gemara. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Omer Rav. Shi Urin, the halachas of shear, how measurements of the Torah will soon see a kazayis or kebetzim, who are then hilchas chatzitzin. That when you go to the mikvah, there shouldn't be a chatzitza on you. Nothing should be dividing between you and the water, or mechitzin. The halacha, you have to have a mechitzah, like to make a reshus hayochid, you have to have a mechitzah, gevoya yutvachim, is halacha l'moshe misinai. These halachas are not said in the Torah. In the Torah, Shabbat, it doesn't say any halachas about shiurin and chatzitzin and mechitzin. They're halacha l'moshe misinai. It's like Torah Shabbat Peh. Moshe taught it to us about Peh, but not from the Torah itself. Drashi shiurin, shenosnu chachomim l'chol dover, kegoin kizayis dam, chelev, pigo, v'noiser. If you eat a kizayis from this, yichayiv. Or else a kizayis from inamei shematam of yoyil. V'shah shiurim, the mepharsh ha-kalam, we'll soon see the shiurim. As any time you need a shiur for a certain din, it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, it's only in Allah l'mashim yisinei. Hu adin chatzitzin, chatzitza peselos betfilom. When you table in the mikvah, there's a psul chatzitza, it's only Allah l'mashim yisinei. Or mechitza, hilchas mechitza, chetei gevoya asara. That that every mechitza has to at least be 10 tfochim high. How do we know that? V'chein shar hilchaseha is Allah l'mashim yisinei. That's from Chiyav Rashi's Chiddush. Fred Gemara, Akasha, is that true? Shiurin, the Araisu. Fred Gemara, no, the halachas of Shiurin says beferish in the Torah. It's not only halacha l'moshe misinai, it's the Araisu. The Yechsiv, the Posek says, Eretz Chita Usoira, the Gefen Uteina, the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. The Yomar Rav Chanon, Kol HaPosek Hazeh L'Shiurim Nemer. This whole Posek that says about the different medium of Eretz Yisrael, it's only come to tell us the Shiurim of the Torah. What does that mean? The Torah first says, chita, eret chita soira. Chita means wheat. What's the loch of wheat, of a chita? Likritnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, in the goyim, ha nichnas lebeis hamanuga. If you walk into a house that has negoyim, there's a neger in the bayis, and the loch is whoever walks into a house that has a neger, you should know he becomes tummy. Now it depends. The kelev al seifav, if he has just kelem, he has a jacket thrown on top of his shoulders. He has his sandals, in his hand, he has his ring in his hand. Because he's not wearing them. Anything you're carrying, who behem tamei miyad? As soon as you walk into this Beis HaMnuga, you should know your tamei and their tamei right away. That's halacha, you walk into the bayis is metamiyu. What about Toyolovish Caleb? Let's say you were wearing your clothing. You have your jacket, you have your pants. V'sandola baraglov, you're wearing your shoes. You're wearing your ring. You're not carrying it, but you're wearing your ring. It's on your finger the way you wear it. Then it depends. Who tomei miyad? The person, when he walks into the Beis HaMnuga, he's taka tomei right away. He's tomei right away. Of the halacha is, v'hein tohoirin, but the kelim, the clothing, don't become tomei right away. V'hein tohoirin, ad sheyishoa b'chdei achilas pras. Until the person waits, stays inside the house, a certain measurement. How long does he have to stay inside the house? Then we say, even the kelim that you're wearing, the clothing that you're wearing, is also tamei. And when you go out, you have to be tevil, you and the kelim also have to have a tevila. How long do you have to wait inside the house for the kelim to become tamei? Until it takes you the length, how long it takes you to eat an achilas pras, that means a half a loaf of bread, achilas pras, of paschitim, a half a loaf of bread made from wheat bread, nor it's veloy pasorim, not barley bread. Because Vice says it's harder, it takes longer to eat barley than it takes to eat wheat. So wheat bread, eat faster. Vita mesav, we shut it up how fast you eat it when you're lying down. Because if you eat when you're lying down, also you can eat faster than eating standing up. V'yoichol b'liftan, we also measure it when you have some other, lifter means you have butter, you have something with it to make the bread taste good. Also, you eat it faster that way. So how long it takes you to eat a half a loaf of wheat bread lying down with lifton, that's the shiur. Let's say it takes 4 minutes. So if you wait inside the house 4 minutes, then even your kelim that you're wearing also becomes tummy. So trashy. Pras, that's dalet beitzim, that's the shiur of 4 eggs. Hein mozoin suda beinanis, that's the shiur of a middle-sized suda. Pras is lashon prusa. It means a piece, like a half of. Sheshireh b'chatzi kikum. That's the shear of half a loaf of bread. Ho'ama b'erivin, like was the eriv, we'll see later about eruv t'chumim, that you have to leave a loaf of bread. Tevinan mozen be'sudis. You want to make eruv t'chumim, you have to leave at the end of the t'chum a loaf of bread that has be'sudis. that the shear is 8 beitzim. Utnan hosam chetzi lebeisam nuga. Half of that, half of the loaf of bread, is enough for the shear of beisam nuga. Like we're saying now, when you walk into this house, how long do you have to just stay there for your clothing that you're wearing to become tameid? As long as it would take you to eat a pas chitim, trashi ein shoya boke pas oirim. Because you could eat wheat bread faster than you eat barley bread. Mesav, shiya zubi asevim. How long will it take you to wait if you'd be lying down? Because it takes you longer to eat standing than it will take you lying down. So the kid said, this shear that you have to wait in the Beis Hamluga, the remez for this is the Pasuk Chita. The Pasuk says, Eretz Chito Seira, Chito, wheat, means the shear of how long you have to wait inside the house for your clothing to become tummy. Right, the Pasuk then says, Seira, Bali, what's the shear of Bali? The Tanan, Etzem Tisoira, Metama Bimago Vimasa, Viena Metama Biyoil. If you have a bone from a mate, that the bone is a pure bone, no meat on the bone, so it has no tumas oil. It only has tumas mago masa. If you touch it or you lift it up, you have a tumum. How big did the? What's the smallest shear of the etzem? The size of a barley. As long as you have a bone the size of a barley, it's matam yu b'magva masa. So you see, a soira also has a shear. Drashi, v'yena matam b'yoyel shum etzem b'loy boser. A bone of a mace without meat is not matama b'oil, ad sheheisham shedra shleima, unless you have the whole backbone, or gugelis, or else you have the whole skull, or roiv binyonin, or else you need rove of the bones of the body, bei shuka v'yerachachas or roiv binyonin, or else you have to have rove of the amount of bones. Kufchav hei evorim, if you have 125 evorim, then it's matama b'oil. But anything less than this, there's no tumas oil by the mace, only there's tumas mago masa. So that's the shear of soira bali. If you have a bone, even if it's a small, as a barley, still it's metamiyu if you touch it or you mass it. Vayte gefen, then the pasuk says, Eretz chito soira gefen utenem. What does gefen, grapes, mean? Could they revias yain lenozer? Because Alocha nozer is not allowed to drink yain. How much yain does he have to drink to be over the avera? A revias yain. Trash revias yain lenozer, lechaivi malchus. If a nozer drinks a revias yain, he gets malchus. That's why the Torah says a lashon of gefen for him. Vayte teino, then the Torah says figs. What's the loch of a fig? Kegregres loitzoy Shabbos. There's a loch by rov halochas of achilu by Shabbos. How much of an oichel do you have to carry out on Shabbos to be chayiv for hoitzoy? The size of a gregres, the size of a dried out date, a dried out fig. That's why the pasuk says teino. So drashi gregres he teino yevesha. It's a dried out a fig. Obo shiurei kol oichel adam linyan oitzoy Shabbos. The tanan hamoitzi oichlim kegregres. If you carry out an apple on Shabbos, you carry out a tomato on Shabbos, how much of the apple do you have to carry out? The size of a dried out fig. That's the shear. Finally, then the pasuk says, Rimoin, pomegranates. What's the shear of pomegranates? Kiritnan. Kol kli bale batin. Anytime a bala boss, a private person, has a keli, that's tummy. A kli cheres becomes tummy. So say you can't be table a kli cheres in the mikvah. How are you matire a kli cheres? You have to be nishba, you have to break it. Now, how much of a hole do you have to put into the kli to make it ice kli, to make it a broken kli? Shiurim to remind him. You have to have the hole at least the size of a pomegranate to go through. As long as the hole is not as big as a pomegranate to go through, the kli is not Torah. We still say the kli is tummy. Sutrashi, balabayis chasa kelim. Because the balabos cares about his kelim. Now, v'yemnikyav kemoitzi zayis. Let's say you have a glass. It only has a hole the size of a zayis. Just an olive can fit through. Is matzniel egoizim. The balabos doesn't throw out the keli. He uses it. He'll store nuts inside it now. What about kegoiz? Let's say the hole gets as big as a nut. Matzniel remind him. He'll hold the keli because he can still store in it pomegranates. Lefikoch, im nitmo v'nika v'dayin tomei. If the keli was tomei, and even though you got a hole the size of an egoz or a zayis, it's still tomei because it's still called the keli. Ad shinokev k'maitzerimun. Until the shear of a maitzerimun comes about. When it gets so big as the remind him, v'ayinu shiurim to remind him. That's the shear of a remind. That when the hole gets so big that a pomegranate can go through, then even a private balabos throws away his kalim, it's not called a kli. So drashi avu kli umin. What about a person that sells the kalim in the store? Then ho'aymed limocher tor b'nekev kotim. If you aymed to sell your kalim, so as long as it gets even a small hole, it's not right to sell, so you're not going to use it anymore. So for a kli umin, then it's bottle, the tumah goes off, even with a smaller hole. That's why it says afka kli balibatim. Balabos, a private person, doesn't throw away his keli, he'll use it until he gets the shear of a rimon. Right, then the pasuk says, Eretz, Zayis, Shemen, Udvash. Eretz, what does it mean, Eretz, Zayis? We darshan Eretz, Shekol, Shirek, Kizaisim. That all the shiurim of Torah, of the Torah, is totally Nezayis. That's the famous shiur. How much do you have to eat to be chayiv for kezayis? What do you have to do this for kezayis? Fred Gemara, kol shiures hakadaitach. Can you say all the shiurim of the Torah are in the kezayis? We kahani the amaran. We just got finished saying a lot of halachas have different shiurim. By a mace, the bone has a shiur of a kesayro. By beis amnuga is kechito. By Shabbos is kegregris. So what do you mean all the shiurim of the Torah is a shiur of a kezayis? Eleimah means to say, Eretz Sheroi Shireh Kizaisim. Rove of the Shurim of the Torah is totally Nezayis. How much do you have to eat to Chayef Yisurim of Kizayis? Rashi says, Rove Shurim Bezaisim. Achilas Chele Vedam Venoisra Pigal. Vetomei. O Nevela. O Behema Tomeya. O Boser Hameis Loyal. O Magen Nevelis. All these halachis, the halacha is, if you have a Kizayis of it, Yechayev or it's Tomei, it has Tumas Oyal. So, roll with the Shurim and the Torah is like a Tolin and a Kazayis. That's why it says a Lashon of a Zayis.